WNAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. There are reports today that we may learn details by tomorrow of the Metro General Manager's major new maintenance plan that could result in extended shutdowns of portions of the Metro Rail system. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is reportedly going to meet with the Metro Board tomorrow to go over his plan. There could be not only long closures of some stretches of track, but also a temporary cutback in weekend Metro hours. Donald Trump, now the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, is shifting his focus to November. And a running mate.
With Ted Cruz and now John Kasich out of the race, Trump campaign sources say the presumptive GOP nominee will start to focus on building a 50-state general election campaign with a much bigger staff that will begin to join forces with the RNC. And advisors to Trump say names are already beginning to surface as early favorites in the search for a running mate. Trump has said repeatedly he wants a politician as his vice president to help balance out the GOP ticket.
Correspondent Jim Acosta on the Democratic side. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton still has a primary opponent that she can't shake. But she says she's not bothered that Bernie Sanders is staying in the race. It reminds her of 2008.
I have a lot of empathy about this, Anderson. You know, I ran to the very end in 2008.
You've been there. You know what it feels like.
And I won 9 out of the last 12 contests. People forget that. I won Indiana. I won West Virginia. I won a lot of states. But I couldn't close the gap in pledged delegates. And the gap between me and Senator Sanders is far wider.
Still, Clinton is gearing up for a November fight against Donald Trump. Virginia will still be playing a pivotal role in the November election, no matter how unconventional this election campaign is.
Virginia is a very close microcosm demographically of looking like the country.
Says Christopher Newport University political scientist Quentin Kidd, looking for clues in the primary.
Donald Trump did really well in the rural part of the state and in the military area, Hampton Roads in particular. In my mind, those kind of voters are probably going to stay with Trump.
His big problem area is going to be Northern Virginia, where he took big hits in the primary. Plus,
there's going to be a lot of money come out of Virginia on the Democratic side. Obviously, Terry McAuliffe is going to do everything he can to help Hillary Clinton on the fundraising side.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We're learning more now about the man D.C. police say hijacked a bus the other day.
Court documents say the man accused of hijacking a Metro bus and then striking and killing a pedestrian this week had smoked synthetic marijuana and used PCP before the incident. Keith Loving is currently being held without bond on a charge of second-degree murder. 40-year-old Anthony Payne of the district was struck and killed by the bus. The bus drivers' union is now urging WMATA to put more safeguards in place for their drivers, including an increased police presence. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you're a customer of Dominion Virginia Power, you may see a modest decrease in your electric bill. Dominion has notified state regulators of a proposed fuel charge reduction, thanks, they say, to warmer weather, cheaper natural gas, and more efficient electrical generating facilities. Dominion says the typical residential customer will see their electric bill go down about $4.35 a month. The controversy over the new name for George Mason's law school isn't over yet. The faculty senate is now expressing what it says is its deep concern about the naming of the new school for the law school for the late Antonin Scalia and the recent gifts to the university that led to the name change. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,650. The NASDAQ at 47.26. Sports, the Penguins hand the Caps another loss, leaving them down 3-1. The Nationals beat up on the Royals in Kansas City. The Yankees break their losing streak and beat the Orioles. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Each franchise independently owned and operated. Offer good on selected Signature Series product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
They say that love's a compromise.
But not this time.
She wanted a beautiful home.
He wanted an energy-efficient home.
So what brought us together?
Budget Blinds. Budget Blinds has an incredible selection of beautiful window coverings.
And Budget Blinds offers multiple energy-saving designs.
They look gorgeous.
And they keep rooms warm in the winter and cool in the summer.
It's a perfect marriage.
I'll say.
Right now is the time to save during Budget Blinds' Spring Style Event. Now get up to a $250 rebate on energy-efficient window coverings at Budget Blinds. Plus, Budget Blinds sends a style consultant right to your door with swatches, styles, and ideas for free. And they do all the measuring and installation. You don't lift a finger. Call Budget Blinds today for your free in-home consultation. Then qualify for up to a $250 rebate during Budget Blinds Spring Style Event. Going on now. Call 1-800-590-5797. That's 1-800-590-5797. 1-800-590-5797.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 as you come off the Beltway. We're okay passing Edsel Road, but hang on in through Landmark. Really bunching up quickly. They're looking for a crash reported after you pass Duke Street. In fact, VDOT crews are moving the cameras around so they can get emergency units to the right spot. So keep alert. 395 North, anywhere between the Duke and King Street area for a report of a crash. Struggling on Route 4, Maryland commuters this morning. Inbound 4 Pennsylvania Avenue delays. We are just jammed before even you get to Woodyard Road. Up toward the Beltway, the crash near the Suitland Parkway. Authorities still on the scene there. To the Wilson Bridge, still an easy pace. Heading north on 295 past the Naval Research Lab, the volume. Southbound 295 just before you get to Benning Road for the delays and the report of the stalled. Outbound 50 as you head toward the Beltway. Still have accident cleanup near 410. It's just a brief distraction. Heading inbound, all lanes open. 270, it's been about the volume through Urbana and down past 109. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. Now, in minutes, you can activate My Clean PC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp and cool works. Lots of clouds around, too, and some drizzle and some light rain around this morning. Morning, stray shower, thunderstorm in the forecast today. Temperatures only in the upper 50s with a northeast breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Burke, 48 in Damascus, 51 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. Oops, Chris Matthews caught on a hot mic commenting favorably on Melania Trump's runway walk after the Indiana primary. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to rock and talk. 7:35 this morning, Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. There are big developments in the Hillary email investigation, and he's at the forefront of it. He'll fill you in, and you're going to love this story. 8:05, Bill Kristol with the Weekly Standard. Hasn't been a big fan of Donald Trump. Where is he today now that Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee? 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. And then at 8:45, always fun, she's Janice Dean, the weather machine. She's got a kid book out that deals with tornadoes and the weather, and she'll join us at 8:45. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Should parents have to pay a fine to the government because of the bad behavior of their children? That's the question. 888-630-9625. Are you okay with the government putting penalties on parents because their kids are doing something wrong? 888-630-WMAL. The reason I ask the question is because there's a city in Wisconsin that has passed an anti-bullying ordinance. Mm. It's Shawano, Wisconsin. And, you know, first of all, let me just say, I think this is complete and total crap. It's ridiculous. It is outrageous that a government can say, we disapprove of the way you are raising your parents, raising your children. We disapprove of your children's behavior in our community. Therefore, we are going to fine you. Because when you open the door to the government being able to fine you because you haven't raised your kids the way they think you should raise them, well, my gosh, well, what kind of floodgates have you opened at that point, right? If the kid is breaking the law, then you punish the kid. You don't go after the parents. That said, this is all being done under the guise of the best intentions, as it always is. It's an anti-bullying ordinance. And, you know, bullying, oh, that's the big, bullying is the biggest danger that our kids face these days. Oh, bullying is a horrible thing. Nobody, and when I come out against this ordinance, you know, people will say, oh, well, Larry O'Connor doesn't care about bullying. Larry O'Connor is pro-bullying. Larry O'Connor is protecting bulliers. No, I'm not. But I'm not willing to hand over the power of parenting to the government to then utilize their police force in punishing a parent because they disapprove of the choices that you make. Here's what the fine would do. Here's what the ordinance is. If a child is determined to be a bully of another child, and this is not specific to school. This is like, you know, bullying in a playground, in a park or something, and a cop sees it. The parents will be warned. The parents have 90 days to address their child's behavior. I love that. Where the police will say, parents, you have 90 days to address your child's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Then if the bullying continues, the parents will be fined $366. If the child receives another bullying offense, the parents will be fined $681. And it goes on and on. This is for anyone under the age of 18. I think it's an outrage. I think that as soon as we cede control like this to the government, we are all in sad shape. But you tell me, maybe I'm wrong, because I understand whenever we have stories about juvenile delinquents and kids who are running amok, what do we always say? Where are the parents? Where are the parents here? Why aren't the parents doing their job? And it's a problem, and parents need to be better. But do you really want the government going after parents because of the behavior of their kids? What kind of can of worms could that open? You tell me. 888-630-WMAL.
Oh, well, this is just a matter of time until this happens in Montgomery County. I mean, you can just count on that. I mean, they're going to look at this and say, hey, look, this is a great idea. Let's jump on board with this. Let me just tell you, I'm against this idea. I mean, for example, let's say that a child, 16 years old, not an adult, commits an armed robbery. What happens to those parents? They don't get charged.
Of course not. They go after the offender.
They go after the kid, and they put him in juvie, okay? That's what happens, and that's what should happen in a situation like that. If the kid is acting badly, then the parents need to be notified, and they need to try to get the parents involved in solving the problem. Here's the problem. In most cases where you have a kid who's a bully, you got a parent that's a bully. And they don't understand that there's a problem, and they're defensive about their kids. And you know, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but years ago, I've had to deal with this issue of bullying, and it is a problem because you bring the parents in, you say your kid is acting badly, and they say, no, he's not. There's nothing wrong with my kid. And they just absolutely are in denial about it. And so I understand the desire to do something that grabs these parents' attention and sort of rattles their cages and says, you need to do something about that. I understand the instinct. This, however, is a bad, bad idea, and I would be against it. However, I would say that I understand that, you know, the parents really often are not willing to address the situation. That has often been the case. And the schools, what the schools ought to do in a situation like this, say, son or daughter or whoever this is, if you bullied in that classroom, this is your first warning. Second warning, you're out of here. Because we don't allow that. We have a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah. You know, and listen, we're going a little far afield here because now we're getting into the whole issue of bullying. First of all, I think zero tolerance policies are zero wisdom policies. It means that people can't actually use their own brains and their own judgment to make a determination on a case-by-case basis. Zero tolerance means, okay, that's it. No mitigating circumstances involved. It's it. You're done. So let's set that aside for a minute. My problem also is how bullying is subjectively interpreted. I mean, if a child tells a boy who is going into a girl's restroom that they shouldn't go in there, and if and in some way they are giving the kid a hassle because he's going into the girl's bathroom, is that bullying? I mean, what if the boy is going into the girl's bathroom because he's identifying as a 6-year-old,
well,
as
a girl? Bringing a whole nother.
Well, but that's my whole point, because they use this idea of bullying as the thought police to be able to conform children to think a certain way that their parents might not want them to think. Bullying is being used in a very broad way these days.
And I do appreciate the fact that, you know, if you give them this little bit of wisdom or this little bit of power, that it will be abused.
It absolutely will be.
I'm against it.
Al in Silver Spring, you're on WMAL. Go, Al.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. You know, my biggest issue with this is that the government has taken all the tools of discipline off the table when it comes to kids. They want to raise our kids, as Hillary Clinton said, you know, it takes a village to raise a child, and, you know, it's up to the state, not the parents, to raise the child. So, you know what, it's just total ridiculousness for them to put the onus and the responsibility on the parents when at the same time they're the ones that are limiting everything a parent can do to discipline their child.
Well, you're right, Al, and thank you for bringing that point up, too, the fact that they're taking so many abilities of us to parent our children out of our hands in the first place. But Brian raises a brilliant point. You know, a 16-year-old kid has an armed robbery and kills somebody in the course of the armed robbery. he goes to jail for murder, not or maybe, not the parents.
That's right.
You don't go and arrest the parents, but for bullying, you're going to find the parents. And it's absolutely what they're doing is making your parenting choices against the law. Mm-hmm. Mike in Falls Church, you're on WMAL. Go, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I was being kind of facetious with your screener, but why not do what DC is doing and just pay kids to be good and not do these things? You know, I mean, we seem to pay for everything else. Except for teaching in common decency.
Yeah, so the government will take your tax dollars and pay kids so that they don't misbehave, and if kids do misbehave, they'll take more money from the parents because they're not being the parents that the government decides they're supposed to be. Boy, it gets a little insidious, doesn't it, Mike?
It does, and I mean, I agree with the previous caller. The the state's taken away a lot of tools, even discipline in schools. I remember getting paddled. I still remember distinctly the three paddles I got, and the three that I really deserved.
Yeah.
Only three.
All right, Mike, thanks for that. Listen, Chris in the district is a police officer, and you know how we love our cops here in the district. He thinks this is a good idea. So, Chris, you are next. We want you to make your case because maybe we're missing something.
It is now 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 cruise with the crash all to the shoulder. So you see that VDOT truck and the flashing lights. This will be 395 north right near Seminary Road. I'm looking at delays just as you come off of the Beltway. But keep positive because up ahead, all of your travel lanes are open. Loudoun County still dealing with a serious crash on 606 Old Ox Road. Just before you get to the Greenway, if you're heading east, found it is shut down right now with this crash. So if you normally take 606, say off of 28 Sully Road coming out of the Sterling area, do not commit to that stretch this morning. Get 28 the whole way down to the Greenway, and that will get you toward your destination. Maryland, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, that has been a struggle this morning. Looks like we've had two separate accidents now inbound before you get to the Beltway near the Suitland Parkway. Big delays back near Ritchie Marlboro Road in a solid lineup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be rainy. I mean, have we had enough of the rain yet? But, I mean, we got more cloudy, drizzle, light rain today. Rain tonight, 80% chance of rain. Tomorrow, maybe an inch of rain. Thunderstorms possible. Temperatures are going to be in the mid to lower 50s. Now, then we get to Saturday, and we're talking about cloudy skies in the low 70s. Sunday, partly cloudy, also in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
You know, we talk so much about who's going to sit in the Oval Office. We talk so much about who's going to occupy the White House. And I just want to reiterate that what happens in your house, what happens with your kids, and the government intervening on your ability to raise your children the way you want is much more important than who's sitting in the White House every 4 years.
And to that point, also on school boards. I mean, getting good people elected to school boards who use common sense is so incredibly important.
As we see on a regular basis out of Fairfax County and Montgomery County, right. And yet we don't talk about those races nearly as much, do we? And this story brings it home, doesn't it? Where, you know, we talk about government intrusion. And we always talk about it in big pictures. Well, here's a very, very micro example of government intrusion where the police have the power to issue a fine to a parent because a child's quote-unquote bullying behavior does not get fixed. And that's through the government's eyes deciding, you know, we think your kid is not getting parented right, so we're going to fine you. Chris in the district, as promised, you're a cop. You think it's a good idea. Go for it, Chris.
Absolutely. I think kind of the first thing you kind of have to look at as a court system is a complete joke. Anytime we lock a juvenile up, we go and go to court, and they end up saying, well, they don't know what they're doing. They're kind of young, kind of slap on the wrist. So we go back to the parents, and the parents kind of like, yeah, they really don't care. And it's kind of to a point that we need to start making the parents responsible for the way they raise their kids. And pretty much the only way they go do that is to go after their pockets and say, hey, if you're not going to raise your kid, I know the court system's not going to do anything. We're going to start finding you, start taking money out of your pocket. And before you know it, they're going to actually start having their kids come in at night. They're going to actually start making their kids go to school on time. They're going to actually make their kids respect everybody else. And that could start saving a little the problem.
Chris, you don't see any downside to this. You don't see any concern. You just said, you know, making their kids respect other people. You know, that's a really subjective thing. How do you as a cop determine that a parent has fallen down on the job?
Whatever the... We probably 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, we're going down the street, we see these kids running around. We take the kid, we take him back to the parents, and the parents are not home. Or the parents are like, oh, that's fine, I let them go outside. Or we call them and say, hey, we locked your kid up for this violation of the law, and they pretty much say, oh, we don't care, we're not going to come pick him up. Yeah, just kind of keep him there. Of the United States, this kind of is overstepping, but a good part of it, it's kind of not overstepping. We need to go towards the parents and say, why are you out there having all these kids? Why aren't you being an adult and raising your kid the way you should be raising your kid, as in staying out of trouble, quit bullying people, not breaking the law? And like I said before, the court system's not doing what they really should be doing. So it's kind of like, okay, what do we do next? Why not go after the people that's teaching their kids to be thugs on the street?
Chris, I respect you so much, but the answer is, if the court system is failing our society, then we go after the court system and we fix the court system.
Absolutely.
We don't then turn our eyes on parents and start deciding here and there.
But I understand your frustration.
Whether we're criminalizing, basically we're criminalizing parenting choices. Chris, thanks for that. Scott.
I appreciate his point of view, and I really understand his frustration, because, you know, the system is broken, and what this is an attempt to fix the system. It's a badly designed fix. You're right. Let's focus on the things that really need to be fixed.
Scott in Fredericksburg, you're next up on WMAL. Do you see any downside to this?
Hey, good morning, guys. One of our other talk show hosts here on WMAL likes to say, they're confusing civil society with government.
With government, yes.
That's right. And so, and I hate to say it, the police officer's done the same thing there. And I understand, like you said, his frustration and his perspective. But again, he's confusing civil society and the government's role in law enforcement and criminal, you know, prevention of criminal acts and punishment of criminal acts. If a child does something illegal that breaks the law, then we need to address that in the court system, like you said. If there's a failure in the court system, let's address that. But what we're talking about here is bullying, sort of something in the civil society political realm.
Yes.
And you don't apply criminal charges or penalties to that. Now, what you're going to do is have the wealthy have their bratty kids running around breaking the law all the time, or, you know, pushing people around and being bullies, because their parents can pay for it. Is that what we want?
It's a great point, Scott. And if I may just spin off what you said, because a prior caller said, you know, criticized Hillary Clinton for saying that it takes a village to raise a child. I actually agree that it takes a village to raise a child. The difference is, I don't think the village in this metaphor is the government. Mm. The village is you and me, our neighbors, our church, our community. We all do have to help each other with our kids. We don't need the government to come in and order us at gunpoint how to raise our kids.
It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, Mother's Day. You got to reward your mom, because your mom was there for you. And even when you needed some discipline and, you know, a little smack across the top of the head there. Well, you know what? Looking back on it, mom was right, wasn't she? And you want to thank her and you want to give her a big hug. And the best way to give her that kind of affection and love is with beautiful roses. And if you're talking Mother's Day and roses, you're talking 1-800-Flowers.com. They are the Rose Authority. They're the official florist of Mother's Day, and they've got a great deal for you, but it ends today. Today is the last day to get this in and get it done. You got to do it in time for Mother's Day. This deal is going away. Listen to this. A beautiful bouquet of 24 multicolored roses. That is a full bouquet, 2 dozen roses for just $29.99. That's $20 off the regular price, but it's only available today, and it's only available while supplies last. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click in that radio microphone in the upper right corner. Enter my name, Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, and enter Larry.
Looking to spruce up your yard this spring with a new deck, patio, or fence? Check out Long Fence. It's the perfect time to take advantage of our 25% off spring savings event. 25% off. Schedule your free in-home estimate at longfence.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rupprelli at the Cascade Center for Dental Health. You can call me Dr. R, like most of my longtime patients do. Here at the Cascade Center, we've been transforming patients' fear of the dentist into amazing smiles for years. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, our no fear, no pain, no lecture approach has changed the lives of people who now think of us as family. From the moment you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascades Center for Dental Health difference. kind, friendly people who only want to help you smile. And with Sedation Dentistry, you can comfortably sleep your way to that perfect smile in as little as one day. There's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Accept no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. R, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you? Think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
It is 6:25. More of your calls straight ahead. Right now it's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Route 4 delays continue to intensify. Upper Marlboro. Here's what's going on. Had the initial crash heading inbound 4 before the Beltway near the Suitland Parkway, then had a second one reported in that same area. Just spoke to police. They said they're still waiting on at least one more tow truck, but delays almost back to Crane Highway 301 past the Showplace Arena. That goes the entire trip to the Beltway. So if you normally take that route, you know how much extra time you're going to need through that stretch. Let's go to the Wilson Bridge. We're still moving okay each direction on the Beltway. 295 north past the Naval Research Lab. Stop and go. Southbound DC 295 just past East Capitol Street. That's where the delays end. Reports of a stalled car right in that vicinity. 395 crash. Even though everything's to the shoulder, it is a distraction here in Landmark. 395 north at Seminary Road. Delays from the Beltway. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, you can find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Don't expect any sunshine anytime soon. The overcast sticks with us like drizzle and fog around with a chance of showers this morning, a few showers around, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon, and a northeasterly breeze and a high of only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees. It is 627 on WMAL.
Talking about a new ordinance out of Wisconsin that has a lot of people happy because it's cracking down on bullying. If a teenager, a child, is bullying another kid after the first warning, if it happens again, the parent gets fined. We don't think that's a very good idea. Sarah in Manassas here on WMAL. Go, Sarah.
Hi. I am a teenager, and I've been listening to this radio right now, and personally, I think the government shouldn't have anything to do with it. It's honestly kind of stupid because you're trying to tell the parents what to do, and it's starting to turn into Fahrenheit 451, the book by Ray Bradbury, because in that, you know, the government controls everything and every part of everyone's lives. And that's what it's starting to turn into.
Yeah, and they got all that control in that book through all of the best intentions, didn't they, Sarah?
Thank you for listening, Sarah. Yeah. And another Ray Bradbury reference. Very impressive.
Keep working it, Sarah. Yeah. We love it. It's 6:28 on WMAL.
Okay, everyone. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Just go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged, or your money back. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. But order now, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter special code 5050. That's berries.com special code 5050.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 500. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 500. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 500.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Coming up, John Kasich out of the race and other 2016 news. Will bring you up to date on everything right after our newscast. 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's been a week of upheaval in the presidential sweepstakes, and Donald Trump and the Republican Party are now scrambling to catch up.
I'm even surprised by it.
Donald Trump's elevation to presumptive nominee of the Republican Party happened suddenly, even for Donald Trump.
I thought that I'd be going longer.
His ascent now has conservatives scrambling, deciding whether to back a billionaire unabashedly vocal about his disdain for the party.
The Republican system is rigged, but much more in a much more sophisticated way.
In an interview with CNN's Wolf Blitzer, Trump is looking ahead and hitting his clearest target, the likely Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly, Clinton, meanwhile, has launched a new attack on Trump, calling him a loose cannon.
And loose cannons tend to misfire.
Hillary Clinton says she's ready to take on Donald Trump in the general election, brushing off his crooked Hillary moniker and repeatedly calling him a loose cannon.
I've seen the presidency up close from two different perspectives, and I think I know what it takes. And I don't think we can take a risk on a loose cannon like Donald Trump running our country.
But elsewhere, Clinton is treading more lightly, declining to say whether she agrees with this tweet from Senator Elizabeth Warren, saying Trump, quote, built his campaign on racism, sexism, and xenophobia.
Correspondent Chris Freites. We may find out as early as tomorrow how Metro Rail service could be disrupted in coming months for critical safety repair work. Reports are that Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld will brief the Metro Board tomorrow on his major new plan. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,651, the NASDAQ at 47,26. Sports, the Caps are facing elimination as they trail the Penguins 3-1 after an overtime loss last night. Baseball, the Nats overpower the Royals. The O's fall to the Yankees. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Back by popular demand is one of my most popular seminars, Preparing for Retirement. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Loudoun County and Alexandria Tuesday and Wednesday, May 10th and 11th, both 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Greenway Toll Road's been in great shape this morning, heading up through to the Beltway. Just north of the Greenway, though, crews have been dealing with the crash. Loudoun County, 606 eastbound before you get to the Greenway. And it looks like they are allowing traffic now to get by, but a little extra time. It's a bit thicker than normal there. 66, the normal volume delay. Same story with 28, heading through Manassas Park into Centerville through those signal lights. North on 95. Once you get through the volume through Stafford, Aquia, Dale City, now leaving Springfield up through to Landmark, jammed. Still have some incident, the activity on the shoulder. Only one police car remains right near Seminary Road. Pennsylvania Avenue, Maryland, Route 4 has been a struggle this morning, to say the least. Jammed out of Upper Marlboro, back near 301 Crane Highway. Knew it was getting back that far, and that'll continue up to just before the Beltway. Suitland Parkway had two separate accidents, still waiting for a tow truck at last check, and no problems to report as you're coming south on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, 95 or 29 to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
58 today, areas of light rain and drizzle this morning with a chance of showers, and we'll probably get some showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight we fall to 51 with periods of rain developing, so a steady rain coming in, and rain is likely tomorrow with thunderstorms possible. Highs only in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 50 in Chantilly, 48 in Beltsville, 51 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 637 right here on WMAL, and this is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up in studio at 735, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch, who has, yes, more breaking news and more judgments from a federal judge about Hillary Clinton's emails. Tom Fitton getting the job done. He'll sit with us. At 8:05, Bill Kristol, Weekly Standard on the future of the Republican Party under presumptive nominee Donald Trump. 8:35 brings us Jake Tapper to round out the latest in presidential politics and what's going on with the Democrats. And at 8:45, Janice Dean, The Weather Machine, brand new book about weather for kids. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And as I suspend my campaign today, I have renewed faith, deeper faith, that the Lord will show me the way forward.
That's John Kasich yesterday deciding that he is out of the race. 5 o'clock press conference in Ohio, I believe it was. And he basically made the announcement that he is no longer running. It was didn't really matter that he was running because he wasn't doing any good. But nonetheless, he is officially out of the race, leaving only one person, presumptive nominee Donald Trump, to move forward and claim the nomination in the coming convention. He probably will clinch in California the way it looks right now. So there's that news. Is that the way? By the way, he was... Please go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, I'm looking back on this, and it seems to me, you know, everyone says, oh, well, you know, why is John Kasich in and why is John Kasich staying in? And the conventional wisdom has always been because he wanted to help block Donald Trump from getting the nomination.
Yeah.
So why is he dropping out now? His chances of blocking Donald Trump are exactly the same today as they were 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. I don't quite get it, except if you actually look at this through the prism of, well, maybe he was trying to stop Ted Cruz. instead of Donald Trump. Then it all makes sense, doesn't it? And now that Cruz is out, there's no reason for Kasich to stay in. He's been stopped. The Republicans in town here, they fear Ted Cruz much more than they fear Donald Trump. I don't know. It seems to me that there's a whole lot of events that happened over the last several weeks that suggest that Kasich's main target was Ted Cruz, not Donald Trump.
Well, that's interesting. And that's why, you know, you're you. You bring new perspective and insight that I had not yet considered.
I don't
considered.
Know about that, but it just seems to me that that's what's... I mean, look at the deal that he had with Ted Cruz, remember? The whole deal that was going to stop Donald Trump? Who threw that under the bus the next morning?
It was him.
It was John Kasich.
Right.
Who called Ted Cruz Lucifer right before the Indiana primary? Fellow Ohio Republican John Boehner, who was part of Team Kasich. He endorsed Kasich in March, right? And he's an establishment Republican. He had an ad on April 1st that showed Ted Cruz's nose growing like Pinocchio, and he used the term Lion Ted in that ad. Whose term is that?
That's Donald Trump's.
That would be Donald Trump's. And remember when Donald Trump said he wasn't going to go to that debate when it was just going to be Cruz, Kasich, and Trump? And Trump says, I'm not going to go to that debate. And that would have been, you know, and then so there's been no more debates since then. It would have been Kasich-Cruz in that debate since Trump dropped out.
That's right.
But Kasich dropped out, too. Why would he do that? Mm. We were asking that at the time. It's like, well, I don't understand. Kasich's whining that he doesn't get enough stage time
and now
in these debates.
Yeah.
Here's his chance to go 50-50 one-on-one with Cruz.
So you're suggesting, was there collusion? Or are you suggesting there was a secret deal between the Donald and
I can tell you
that
Kasich is out of the race now that Cruz is out of the race. And yesterday Donald Trump said that he's interested in vetting John Kasich as his vice president. That's what I'm saying.
He also said he would at least take a look at Ted Cruz for that job. But anyway, by the way, here's Kasich waxing poetic.
The people of our country changed me. They changed me with the stories of their lives. Oh, we all remember that hug in South Carolina from that young man who had found despair and then found hope somehow.
Well, so there he is. John Kasich returns to being the governor of the state of Ohio.
Where he belongs.
By the way, Hillary has a new term for Donald Trump, and she's using it in almost every sentence when she opens her mouth.
I don't think we can take a risk on a loose cannon like Donald Trump running our country.
He's a loose cannon. That's the new phrase there that's going to be used by Hillary. And she used it yesterday in interviews with Anderson Cooper like at least 10 or 15 times.
He's a loose cannon. He's somebody who has said so many things.
There you go. So loose cannon.
Yeah.
You've heard it
over and over and over again in her interview. She's like a pre-programmed robot with talking points that have been punched into the face. But I digress.
Now, let's talk about the Rolling Stones. They're upset with Donald Trump. They're upset with Donald Trump. Listen to the, of course, the Donald, he plays music at his rallies, and often the music is...
Oh, here we go.
Yeah!
Didn't think that was the Rolling Stones there. Yeah, this is definitely the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, so there you go. You got the Rolling Stones, being used. And the Rolling Stones have said, stop using our music. And, this happens, it seems to me, every political season where the candidates get out there and they get music to sort of rev up the crowd. And then the people who produce that music say, I like the use of my music in this particular way.
Yeah.
And I want to say to them, shut up.
Yeah, they have no choice. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I have to say, Donald Trump has really weird music at his rallies.
Yeah, and this is something that other people have noticed as well.
It's very strange. Yeah. You're sitting there and you'll hear some Rolling Stones, but then you'll hear like Elton John, Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer.
Elton John songs.
Where does that come from?
Maybe the small hands.
Of all the little things,
tiny hands,
all the music that you could play.
And then,
how about Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting? Now that would be something you'd play.
And then Memory from Cats.
Yeah,
there's like a couple of Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals that are, I appreciate it, but I don't know.
I don't know why you would choose that.
It is the weirdest thing.
Because that doesn't charge up the crowd.
But here's the thing. Unless
Tiny Dancer doesn't get it done.
Unless you're at a rally, you don't actually hear this music. So the Rolling Stones, by demanding that Donald Trump disassociate himself from their songs, they're getting all this press coverage, which actually reemphasizes the fact that the Rolling Stones are associated with Donald Trump. So just to sort of like nail it home, hey, Rolling Stones, this is for you. This is Donald Trump's music. He uses it at Donald Trump rallies. The Rolling Stones. The Rolling Stones, forever associated with Donald Trump. Are you happy now, Mick Jagger? Put this pipe in your pipe and smoke it, Keith Richards. Or in your syringe and inject it into your veins. The Rolling Stones, the official rock band of the Donald Trump campaign.
And by the way, we use it occasionally, too. It's 644 on WMAL.
That's correct.
You're exactly right.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're absolutely right.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Mother's Day is this weekend, this weekend, this weekend. Are you ready? Do you have your gift for your very special and unique mom? How about some Sherry's Berries? Get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Double the berries for just $10 more. Now, that is an exclusive offer for my listeners. Go to Berries. You click on the microphone on the top right-hand corner of the page, and you type in the secret code, which ain't it that secret, because I'm going to tell you what it is. It's my name, Brian Wilson. Type in Brian Wilson, you get the deal. Berries dipped in milk, white, dark, chocolatey goodness. They got chips, they got nuts, they got drizzle, and the berries themselves are just amazing. Here's the only way to get the amazing deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or double the berries for just $10 more. An exclusive offer for my listeners when you use the code Brian Wilson. Visit berries.com. Spell out, here it is, berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone, top right-hand corner, type in my name, you get the deal. Limited time offer, Mother's Day is this weekend. Make sure to order now. You can do this by phone. Call 866-FRUIT-02.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County, better news on 606 Old Ox Road. You can now take 606 East and get onto the Greenway. They have cleared that crash. Greenway Toll Road is a great morning here so far without any incidents, and we're moving along just fine. Heavy volume 66 as expected, and towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, 95 in the heavy volume delays in our normal stretches. Then on to 395 Landmark. The crash had been moved over to the shoulder, 395 North at Seminary Road. Heads up, Upper Marlboro. It has been a struggle since the beginning of the rush hour. Had two separate incidents heading inbound 4 before you get to the Beltway near Suitland Parkway. Still activity there along the right side. Delays back near 301. An overturned armor truck? Yep, that's what crews are still dealing with on 50 heading outbound before you get to the Beltway. Right near 410, you lose the right lane. Just a brief delay, however. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not expecting much in the way of clear sky over the next few days. Upper level low continuing to spin and slowly move, so that's going to leave us in the clouds. And the cool temperature is 58 today. Areas of light rain and drizzle this morning with a chance of showers. And we'll probably get some showers, maybe a thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight we fall to 51 with periods of rain developing, so a steady rain coming in. And rain is likely tomorrow with thunderstorms possible. Highs only in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees, 647.
The WMAL Spring Special lets Molly Maid do a thorough spring cleaning of your home at select Molly Maid locations. Contact Molly Maid in Fairfax, Loudoun, Stafford, Prince William, Fredericksburg, and Fauquier counties. WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
I think we'd all agree that this Justice Department under Barack Obama is possibly the most politicized we've seen since the Nixon administration.
Maybe so.
And maybe even more so than the Nixon administration. It's not just what they choose to go after. It's also what they choose not to go after. You know, we didn't see them go after the IRS in any real way.
No.
They're not really going after Hillary Clinton. We'll see, but I don't think they're going to be going after Hillary Clinton.
I think the FBI is not sure the Justice Department will allow it.
Fast and furious, of course. Nothing ever came of that. Name your scandal. This attorney general under Barack Obama, they ignore it if it involves this White House. However, they do go after. Oh, and also, let's not forget them ignoring the new Black Panthers, one of their first moves when they came into office. After the Bush administration had secured a judgment. They already had the judgment against the new Black Panthers, and then Eric Holder comes in and throws it out. Unbelievable.
Done.
After they were intimidating voters in Philadelphia. Okay, what about some of the things they decide they are going to do? Well, they're going after North Carolina now. Get this. The Justice Department says that the North Carolina bathroom law violates civil rights, federal civil rights laws. They are now claiming basically that you have a civil right, a constitutional right, a God-given right to go into whatever bathroom you want to go into.
All right.
That's your
Obama Justice Department.
So this is now considered the same kind of a level as Rosa Parks.
Exactly.
And the bus.
Exactly.
The lunch counters in the South.
You betcha.
In the 1960s.
You betcha.
The water hoses against, civil rights. Yeah. So, that they now look at it in that way.
The ironic thing about that, though, is actually the African-American community, they're not so thrilled with all of these LGBT issues at all. And to lump them together is kind of wrong. Here's another one. Attorney General is going after 90 conservative groups in they're thinking about raising a climate change racketeering suit. And they have subpoenaed Exxon for correspondence with Heritage Foundation, Cato Institute, Hoover, Reason, lots of think tanks around town who have written papers about, suggesting that maybe all this climate change science is bunk. Well, now the federal government is subpoenaing that information to try to find out if there is in some way some sort of RICO fraud thing, because it's against the law to not agree with the president on climate change.
Apparently so.
That's your attorney general. There's only one way to change this, by the way, and that is to get a new attorney general. And Ben Carson floated the idea of Ted Cruz.
I'm in favor of that.
It's 650 on WMAL.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. Monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. NMLS 6606 Equal Housing Lender. Call 888-369-6455 for licensing information.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com today.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 500. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 500. That's proflowers.com, secret code 500.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
Here's a quiz. Is identity theft just when someone other than you puts charges on your credit card? Nope, that's part of it, but identity theft is actually when someone pretends they're you for any number of undesirable reasons, like opening new accounts or a utility bill. Is it true that identity theft can't happen to you? Nope. 1 in 4 people have experienced identity theft. Will LifeLock help you more with identity theft than free credit monitoring will? Yep. LifeLock's proprietary technology detects a huge range of identity threats. And if you ever have a problem, one of our U.S.-based agents will work to resolve it. So how'd you do on the quiz? Come on, how'd you really do? No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you get a versus a when it comes to identity protection. Membership starts at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock to get 10% off now. LifeLock.
Hey, let's check and see how your money did yesterday. Chuck Kamlick is standing by at the news desk at CNBC. Hello, Chuck.
Good morning. Yesterday, another lousy day. We were down now 2 days in a row, more than about 99 points yesterday, more than 100 the day before. But futures this morning point to a higher open. Part of that because crude oil is up again, back over $45 a barrel, thanks because to that huge wildfire up in Canada where a whole town had to be evacuated, and it cut oil production up there. Libya's got more fighting, too. Tesla stock, the one to be in the fast lane today. The car maker lost less money, but also plans to sell and build 500,000 cars by 2018. That's 2 years earlier than planned, and that's all because of soaring demand for that new, cheaper Model 3. Retail chains report monthly sales today. Costco's the first one out. Its sales were flat in April. Tribune will not sell itself to USA Today publisher Gannett, saying the $800 million offer is too cheap. Nothing cheap about Samsung's new smart refrigerator. It sells for $5,000, but comes with Wi-Fi, it can stream music, and order your groceries. And Adele is 28 today. The singer has sold more than 100 million records worldwide in her fast and short but popular career. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Dad was an ATF agent in pain.
I guess he was saying goodbye.
Mom was a popular teacher.
My mom was my best friend.
Their murder-suicide left a crushing void.
It's hard to talk about it.
But now their daughter is sharing a remarkable story of courage and even hope with 7 on Your Side's Jennifer Donlan.
One night doesn't erase 17 years of happiness.
Finding Forgiveness, tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Every day, 22 veterans take their own lives. Over 260,000 veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom have been diagnosed with traumatic brain injury. You can help our wounded warriors by donating your used vehicle or cash to Melwood's Operation Tehidu, a local 7-day retreat geared towards helping veterans overcome their post-deployment related trauma. Donate online at www.melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Route 4, Maryland, just jammed out of Upper Marlboro this morning from near, well, looks like back near 301 now, Crane Highway, the entire stretch to the Beltway where we've had two separate accidents, still waiting on tow trucks. A lot of activity along the right side there. Again, on inbound 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, heading to the Beltway. Virginia, 95, we're still bunched up, leaving Falmouth, North 17, up through Stafford and Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge, and again, as you leave the Beltway, onto 395. Annandale, Tysons, and heading up toward the Legion Bridge, just pockets of delays. Top side of the Maryland Beltway from College Park and around to Silver Spring, slowing. 270, Germantown, Gaithersburg, and Rockville hitting those brake lights. Oh, and West Springfield in Virginia, do watch. Still accident investigation continues. You get by slowly westbound Old King Mill Road before Rolling Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy, drizzle, light rain early with a few showers, possibly thunderstorms this afternoon. A high today of 58, tonight 51. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of rain, maybe an inch, 57 degrees. And then Saturday and Sunday, temperatures in the low 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 51 degrees.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at Barracuda.com/firewalls.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I'm not so sure why people are baffled by the Trump phenomenon. Wages for people who work for a living have been all but flat for a decade. Almost half of Americans receive some sort of government benefit. Our federal government has to borrow money just to pay operating expenses every year, and every new child born inherits over $1 million each in national debt. I believe there's an overwhelming drive in Americans not to give up on the fact that their kids can do better, live better than they did. They still want to believe America is boundless with opportunity, that hard work and commitment still mean something. But they are tired. Tired of the tales of government being the answer to all their problems. Tired of the politicians they send to Washington telling them it's someone else's fault and just you wait until next year. Not everyone loves the way Donald Trump says things or even what he says, but they sure love the fact that he's shaking up the order of things in Washington. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Do you know what you're getting for your mom?
If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Shari's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Shari's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Shari's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 200. That's berries.com, special code 200.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Coming up on WMAL.
Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch in studio to tell us the latest on the Hillary email scandal. It keeps dripping.
Hey, you know, everybody talks about paternity leave, and I think most people are on board with that. But what if you don't have any kids? What if you have just pets? Is it time for pawternity?